Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. Good morning. You know, I wrote the opening to that show. I didn't compose the music. I found someone to do that. But the words I wrote, I mean every one of them. And yes, sometimes people perish not for lack of faith, but for lack of knowledge. To me, knowledge is sacred. It's probably what I enjoy the most in life is learning. It's how I find God, through knowledge. Of all these sacred healing mechanisms that I labor each Saturday to bring to you, to illuminate, to hopefully make as simple as possible, and yet allow you to catch how deep and profound those mechanisms are. Accordingly, today's show, Live Long and Prosper. That's a good thing to think about around the holidays, right? As bereaved as we are in these perilous times, live long and prosper. Clean the tissues, isolate and pump the joints. What a wacky title for a show. Live long and prosper, clean the tissues, isolate and pump the joints. I mean every single word. Live long and prosper. To prosper and die young is not the idea. To live long and hate your life is not the idea. You're going to have a tougher time doing it if you don't clean the tissues. Those of you in the nutrition category, you guys listen to radio shows by different nutritionists. You're interested in that. I emphasize to you after over 20 years, 25 years even, I don't even want to think how long. Yes, I'm old enough. After at least a couple of decades, I need to emphasize to you something I don't think you're getting because it goes too deep. You can't understand this at first. But there's a whole other side to the herbal kingdom. It's called the structural side. Chiropractic osteopathy, no. If you go to those types of doctors, I'm still not talking about what they do. I'm talking about the essence of what they do, and it's an essence we need to be reminded of because what chiropractic and osteopathic and so many of these supposed physical therapies have reduced themselves to is quick fix therapies. Because it's too difficult to get to people, the essences. And the essences that I want to get to you today is that unless you understand how to isolate and pump your joints, to isolate the joint and pump it, you're wasting your nutrition money. Now there's the golden nugget. I'm being a little extreme, but that's not like me. I'm being a little extreme here to tell you you're throwing your money away on your supplements and your cleanses if you don't transfer the benefit of that into isolating and pumping the joints. I'm going to get more technical, so put your helmets on. Those symptoms you have, those diseases you suffer from, those problems, those aches and pains, those problems you take pharmaceutical drugs for, get surgeries for, those limiting health concerns that make your life less prosperous, all of them, are just a bunch of chemicals run amok. We say your biochemistry's gone screwball, and so we hire pharmaceutical chemists to correct the chemical imbalances. That's the game. I don't care if you drive a truck, dig a ditch, or if you're president. You can understand what I just said. Everybody's got brains. The common man is intelligent. Institutions try to make you feel dumb. Scientists try to make you feel dumb. I'm a scientist. My fellow scientists want to make me feel dumb. Everybody's running around making everybody else feel dumb. That's called the world, right? The truth is, you got more than enough brains to understand everything you need to understand to live long and prosper. So let's backtrack. You're sitting there on Saturday morning. You didn't go out to run to the track, or you did, or you won't. You're listening to the show. You've got symptoms. You've got aches and pains. Maybe you've got chronic persistent disease. Maybe you've got terminal disease. And you understand that your body's chemistry is all gone screwball. So you take drugs at the Council of Physicians, etc. You take drugs or you take herbs to organize those chemicals to reduce your symptomology, put your problem in remission, maybe even cure your disease, hopefully. What I'm saying to you is you're wasting your dollar unless you learn to understand what I mean by isolating and pumping the joints. Okay, that's the groundwork for the show. So I want you to take that into yourself, because the first thing I want to impress upon you is when I look at you, I see a pump. I see body parts that are pumping. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Please do that now if you can. If you're driving, of course. Again, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Just listen hard. Pay attention to the road. Lots of car accidents out there now. Unbelievable. It's holiday season. Pay attention to the road. Listen to the show. Get to my website when you can, straighttalk.cc, not .com, with two T's. Look at the show. Look at the pictures. This is the kind of show that you have to absorb. This isn't the Cliff Notes. Okay, the body's a pump. What do I mean by the body's a pump? What do I mean by isolate and pump the joints? What do I mean by you've got to cleanse the tissue to isolate and pump the joints? I'm putting it all together. That's what this show is. It's an integrated show. Number one, the top of your neck are two bones. One bone is the first cervical vertebra. Picture one and two on the website. Your big fat head sits on that first cervical bone. And then that first cervical bone sits on the second cervical bone. Collectively, we say the occipital bone, that's the one bone in the back of your head that's sitting on the first cervical bone, C1 and C2, often known as occiput, atlas, and axis. For those Wordians out there, C2 is known as epistrosis or something like that. The second cervical vertebra, big bone, with a smaller bone called the atlas on top of it that has the burden, like Atlas did in Greek mythology, of holding up the world. So Atlas held up the world. C1, Atlas, holds up the world, which is your noggin. Occiput, atlas, axis. Guess what? It's supposed to separate. The bones are supposed to separate when you breathe. They're supposed to separate when you stretch. They're supposed to be pumping all day long, like an accordion, right? Take the accordion, slam it together, pull it apart. Slam it together, pull it apart. That's what occiput, atlas, axis are supposed to do. That's not what's happening in you. It's so simple. Health is so simple. Humans mess it up. They really mess it up. They screw it up because they get these big fat brains in there. Oh, sit there in the chemistry labs. Do that and see what I'm talking about. All these smart people who can't see the end of their nose. You think I'm kidding? Don't doubt me. Man is so clever. Yeah, we've mapped the human genome, but we don't know what 40% of our genes do. We don't know what most of our brain does, and yet we're certain, we feel comfortable at telling you what your capabilities are, what your limitations are. You have a problem, you go to the authorities, the doctors, the surgeons, whoever, and they tell you just where it's at. They give to you your sense of reality when they don't understand half the mystery of the human body. And if you introduce a word like God or spirit, you're laughed out of science. You know, it wasn't always that way. The original scientists were God-fearing people who integrated one with the other. You need to understand that. I know you're a school teacher. You drive a truck. You work in construction. You drive a UPS truck. I don't care what you do. Just as you understand how to shoot pool and play baseball and sew and knit and cook, you need to understand. You're being told by a godless science what your reality is. And that is not correct. It is not precise. It is not scientific. It does not reflect reality. And yet you bow. You bow to the men in white. You bow to the institutions. You get scared and you do what they tell you to do. And you miss your chance to see God when it really counts. You can't do this. This is why I study science, because science is filled with God. And here's one great example. Occiput C1 and C2 are pumping mechanisms. Now, they pump if they separate, which means if they isolate. And if they don't, you age. You don't fight disease. You will not heal. If they get stuck, you will suffer. Anxiety, depression, poor healing. Look, if I said to you, John Q. Public, the oxygen in your office this week is going to get cut in half. In other words, this week at your desk, in your office, on the freeway, wherever you are, we're going to take out 50% of the oxygen for 1 week. How do you think you'd feel? Well, you get that. You got that, right? That's easy. If I told you for the next week, you're only going to sleep 2 hours a night. That's it. You've understood that. Because you understand both oxygen concentration and sleep as essential to health. I'm going to throw the hidden ones in, the ones you don't know about. Tops on the list. Occiput, C1, C2 need to separate. If you're on the website, picture number five if you're on the website. If not, if you're driving, I just want you to understand that as you age, the head starts to move forward. As you age, the head starts to move forward. Anterior head carriage. Picture number five. The grandma look. Granny. Papa. Do you want to be called grandma? No, you don't. We're the new generation. At 70, we want to feel 20 and 30. We want to be doing everything we did. If you're middle-aged, if you're 50-plus, as I am, you've come to terms with the fact that you're aging, and you don't want to do it. As you age, that head comes forward. We call it anterior head carriage. We say that's just the normal aging process. That is exactly when you lose the ability to pump, separate, isolate, the occiput from C1 from C2. That is a catastrophe. The catastrophe of aging is anterior head carriage. The catastrophe of aging is, even without, yeah, you don't have anterior head carriage. You're straight and military. You can be just as fused. Anterior head carriage makes it very difficult to separate the occiput C1, C2. But don't think if you're military, if you're straight-necked, You know those guys at Buckingham Palace? Those guys with those big fuzzies, those black fuzzy hats, and they walk back and forth on 8-hour shifts? That's not good for your health. Those guys are too stiff. You can't walk like that and have health. I promise you, if you study those guys, I don't care if they walk 40 miles a day. Those guys are sick. You can't constrict your body into the stiff and straight board, click your heels, and walk back and forth like a pole all day long and have health. That is death to the organism. The military pose is death to the organism. So whether you're straight-necked or anterior, you've got to boogie. You've got to have flow. You've got to know how to isolate. You dancers out there, women in your 50s, 60s, 70s, when you used to dance, you studied isolations. Martial artists, you study isolations. Real people that really understand Pilates, there are only a few around. People that really understand yoga, there's hardly any around. Yoga is not about stretching. Yoga is about isolating. There's a difference. And isolation is an intelligent maneuver where the joints have to separate. The joints have to pull apart. The muscles are lengthening, yes, but the joints have to pull apart in different directions. That's an isolation. Does it sound like I'm yelling? I have all these people around me that make sure I don't yell. Am I yelling? I don't think I'm yelling. Some people would say I'm yelling right now. Oh, that guy, he's too intense. He's giving me a headache. He's yelling. No, I'm passionate. It's okay to be passionate. You see? We have people who think that if you're passionate, something's wrong. If you raise your voice, something's wrong. Everything's got to be low. You see? That's not healthy. So, to isolate is to separate. Some of you in yoga, Pilates, dance, may know what I'm talking about. Most of you don't, even if you do those things. Now, the consequence of that. Let's take a look at the consequence of that. To get the consequence of that, you have to understand that the brain and the spinal cord are like a tadpole. They look like a tadpole. I have a picture here. Go to picture 17 if you can. If you can't, fine. It's showing you that the brain and the spinal cord look like a tadpole, this big blobbiest thing on the top, about 4 pounds, your brain, and then this tail, it's a tadpole. That tadpole is covered by something called dura mater, D-U-R-A-M-A-T-E-R. That dura mater, it means tough mother. Tough mother. That's why to get a higher degree in the sciences, often you have to study Latin. I don't know if they still do that. You got to study Latin and German. In Latin, dura mater means tough mother. It is tough mother. It is a thick connective tissue sheath that goes around your brain and spinal cord. I put a nice picture of it and a bunch of pictures of it on picture 6 and picture 7. If you look at picture 6 and picture 7, you get the idea. It's like what you'd make your tent out of, the tent that protects you from the rain and the wind and the animals. Something that thick covers your brain and your spinal cord. Now, here's the key. That brain is separated by dural tissue. Your brain is sitting on dural tissue. Surrounding your brain is dural tissue, and down your spine, your spinal cord, the tail of the tadpole, is more dural tissue. You are really and truly a sheath, a blanket of dural tissue. That is what you are to me. You're a blanket of dural tissue. Now, the key. That dural tissue will get pulled. It will get massaged. It'll get tugged on in a very beneficial way. Every time you isolate occiput C1, C2, the pumping of the occiput C1, C2 creates the pumping of the brain because it pulls on the dural tissue, and the dural tissue separates the brain. The dural tissue supports the brain, and the dural tissue surrounds the spinal cord. Now think of grandma with the anterior head carriage sitting there in the rocking chair, smoking a cigar, knitting for the family, rushing away at the stove with the anterior head carriage, the dowager's hump. There's no pumping going on in the brain, because once you've come that forward, you can't separate, even if you knew of this, even if you wanted to, you can't separate the occiput from the C1 from the C2. This is what you should be learning at Kaiser. When they do a physical exam, the doctor should say, let's feel occiput C1, C2. That hump is getting bigger. That hump is going away. You're only 40. You don't have the hump. Make sure you never do. You're pumping nicely into the brain to make sure it stays young. Let's make sure we maintain that. That's what they ought to be doing. They don't even learn this. If they learn it, they don't understand it. And if they understand it, they don't care. This is not a little thing. This is everything. This is the essence of yoga, Pilates. It is the essence of chiropractic. It is the essence of osteopathic. To keep the upper cervicals pumping so the attachments to the dural tissue of the brain pump the brain. Now, the consequence of pumping the brain is massive. Because when you pump the brain, the cerebrospinal fluid flows. Picture number 9, the CSF, the lymph of the brain. The brain is 4 pounds. Let's say the brain, let's for math's sake say the brain is 5 pounds. Let's say you weigh 150 pounds. That brain is approximately 50, one third. That brain is approximately 3%, 4% of your body weight. If you weigh 150 pounds and your brain is 5 pounds, that brain is about 3-4% of your body weight. It sucks up 25% of your oxygen. Something that weighs, relative to the total weight of your body, only 3 to 4% is sucking in 20 to 25% of your oxygen. That's how metabolically active the brain is. Of course it's metabolically active. It's your brain. Great. Take that one in. Now take this in. If it's working that hard, it's got to defecate. Defecate. Yeah, I said defecate. Brains defecate. Of course they do. They excrete the cells, the neurons of the brain excrete their wastes. That's normal. Every cell's excreting waste. That's why you defecate. It's why you urinate. It's why you exhale. It's why you sweat. It's why you have a lymphatic system. So the brain is a hog sucking in a ton of nutrition because it's got to do what the brain does. Now, if that brain doesn't pump because the dura doesn't tug, because the occiput C1 and C2 are fused up, whether you're the guy at the Buckingham Palace, the general in the military, those guys too, they're always standing erect. It's the game. Don't slouch, stand erect. Doesn't matter if you're rigid, whether your head's forward, which is worse, or your head's straight, but you're rigid. Either way, your brain doesn't pump. That means when your brain excretes, those poisons don't get out. The lymph of the brain, which is your cerebral spinal fluid, doesn't move because the brain doesn't pump, and your brain sits in its excrement. Preposterous. I offered this to my brother-in-law. You know, he's a brain surgeon. He said, this is nonsense. Yeah. Tell your brain surgeon friend I got a bridge for him. I want to sell him the Brooklyn Bridge because he's a dupe if he doesn't understand what I'm saying. Do not mistake credentials for knowledge. Do not mistake politics for knowledge. Do not mistake institutional bureaucracy for real knowledge. Don't doubt me. The brain pumps. And you can control the rate at which it pumps. And one of the things that determines aging is the loss of that pumping mechanism. There's a lot more pumps going on. Let's get into a few more pumps. All right, let's go to the diaphragm. Picture 13, picture 14. The diaphragmatic pump. Do you know what breath is supposed to do? Right, there's some vague rumor running around that the diaphragm and breath have something to do with each other. Well, they do. Yeah, I breathe. Yeah, I breathe, you breathe, we all breathe. Breathing's normal. Breathing is what people do. Wrong. Wrong. Completely wrong. The guy at Kaiser Permanente is supposed to ask you, is your diaphragm open? Then he's supposed to watch you breathe and determine whether or not you have diaphragmatic patency, meaning does the diaphragm function as a pump to stimulate motion in the spine and motion in the brain? That's what breath really is. When the diaphragm is patent, now who learns this? Pavarotti, believe me. Enrico Caruso. The whole slew of operatics, male and female, from Maria Callas, Sarah Brightman, all of them to sing, to emit, to do Christian gospel, to sing the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, to be anybody that emits sound with passion and quality, must rely upon an open diaphragm. You guys know this. If you've ever sang, if you've ever been trained to sing, radio people have to learn this. To have an open diaphragm. What that means is you have entered into the more elite class of Homo sapien. I just did it. I took a deep breath and I felt the back of my brain swell. Any of you that know me, know I'm not normal. You're not supposed to be normal. Well, don't talk to anyone in Common Core, because we're all the same. You get a trophy if you lose, you get a trophy if you win. Homogeneity. What does it sound like to you? It sounds like communism to me. Is that what we're becoming? Because we're scared to say? We're the same, but we're different. Well, I'm different. I'm not normal. I do things. I try. I compel you to learn to do. If you're under my care, I compel you to learn to do those things. I amaze myself all day long at the things I do. I pull off a lot of stuff. And I say this to you because I've gone through schooling and schooling and schooling, and I've treated people, and I've never stopped. It has been a relentless thing. It's been exhausting. It's been dangerous. But it's where I find God. And I will tell you this. I will tell you that the sum total of all this stuff that you're interested in, holistic medicine, holistic health, all of it, all this great stuff, nutrition, chiropractic, osteopathic, massage, Pilates, this, that, the other thing. All of it is supposed to teach you where you have sacred mechanisms, where things operate in your body, like the pumps, occiput C1, C2, like the diaphragm. They're all secret, mysterious places, and if you investigate them, you will meet God. Take that to church tomorrow. Truly, take it to church. Take it to the Bible. Take it all the way. I guarantee you, if you study the body, you will find God there. There are mechanisms that will just mystify you. They will humble you. And they will benefit you so deeply, you will get lost in the bliss of it. So breath, the diaphragm is a pump. See my shows on breath. Listen to my shows on breath. Belly out, diaphragm goes down, pulls on the thoracic spine, rib cage expand, scalenes expand. When the scalenes pull, they stretch, occiput C1, C2, the brain pumps. Breath should create a warm, pleasant, euphoric expansion between the flesh of your ears, your brain. Nah. This guy's nuts. We haven't done studies. There are no studies to support this claim. If there are no studies to support this claim, it must not be true. If you think about it, people that talk like that, that think like that, are stupid. My argument is always, are there any studies to support the existence of God? Oh, well, you know, this is science. We don't talk about God. Yeah, but just stretch your nose a little bit. Are there any studies to support the existence of God? What are the double-blind placebo studies done? Rotting away in the manuscripts of wherever, of whatever academic institution, to prove God exists. Are there any? Well, I guess if there's not, it means there's no such thing as God. Think about that. Think about the conflict that begins if you look at it that way. How can these people say that just because it's not in a double-blind placebo study, it's not true? If you can feel it, when I take a breath, the inside of my head expands and it feels good. It keeps me youthful. It keeps me alive. Anyone that understands the essences of structural medicine will have that experience. And if you haven't, you haven't learned it yet. It's that simple. That is the standard. If you are a karateka, if you are a martial artist, there's a certain point where you either have learned it or you haven't. And if you have, you can do things that other people that haven't learned it can't do. And there's nothing about that that's curious. If an eighth degree martial artist breaks a block of wood open with his head, busts a cement board, we say he's learned something. And if you break your hand on it, we say you haven't learned. There are standards of excellence in all of these things I described to you. And they mean you'll have experiences that are wonderful to have and health-giving. And guess what? If you'll just bring your head out of the dogma, as I have, you'll see how much science supports it. And that is where you will find God, in the molecule. So, belly out, the diaphragm comes down, it arches the thoracic spine. I've put this in so many shows, just look at the 340 shows and look for anything on diaphragm and breath. You know, when you do shows for 6 years, you're talking to your regular audience and you're talking to the guy on the freeway that's just tuned in and probably pulled to the side with his ear glued to the radio because nobody talks like this. If you pay the dues, you earn the right to say certain things. Dues to pay. as that belly goes out and the diaphragm goes down and the thoracic spine arches and the rib cage expands, as the top of the rib cage expands, it'll pull on the scalenes. And as it stretches your scalenes, it'll release the back of your neck. It'll stretch the back of your neck. It'll isolate the occiput to C1 and C2. And the dura will pull your brain. Breath pulls the brain. Breath massages the brain. Breath pumps the brain. Like all the isolations of Pilates and of yoga, and if you've learned them, all the decompressive exercises of occiput C1, C2, pulling your neck apart. No, don't sit there trying to do it, because you can't. Just know it exists. And then seek that out. Seek. And you will find. So there's two pumps. There's two pumps. Occiput C1, C2, and the diaphragm. Now let's move on down to the sacrum. Go to picture 18. On the bottom of your spine, the bones of your spine, is your coccyx, right? You ever fall on your coccyx? It hurts. Right there's your sitting bone or your sacrum. I put a great picture of it on picture 17. So right there on picture 17, that red bone is called the sacrum. On top of the sacrum is the fifth lumbar vertebra, and that sacrum articulates both sides of your hip, of your ilium bone. That's why we say the sacroiliac joint. The sacroiliac joint, sacro as in sacrum, iliac is ilia bones. And of course, if you're looking at the pictures, it's easier. If not, just know, down there is that backbone. That bone has to isolate from L5 and from the ilium. The sacrum is a pump. What makes the sacrum, which in Latin means sacred, there's another one. Another little translation, dura mater, tough mother. Sacrum means sacred. Could it be that many thousands of years ago, people looked at these bones and they really understood the function of these bones? They really understood the function of these bones. And we've just lost our respect and understanding because we took God out of the anatomy. Hang on 2 seconds. I'm going to close a window. Every Saturday, they have to cut down more trees. It's the new thing, just cut down trees. You ever go back to the old neighborhood where you grew up and it was a tree-lined street? And now there's twice as many homes, 15 times as many people. I grew up on a tree-lined street in New York. It was beautiful. If you Google Earth where I grew up, the house that was sold a long time ago, there's no trees left. Who does that? Who does that? How do you go through a neighborhood for the sake of population and destroy all the trees in the neighborhood, make it all concrete? We're doing that all over Costa Mesa. Unbelievable. Hear my show last week. When you kill a tree, really what you're doing. So we have a sacrum. This sacrum pumps. Now, what does it pump? In front of the sacrum is a plexus of nerves. That plexus of nerves is the parasympathetic nerve plexus. The body's made of many, many nerve centers. And if you don't pump, pull, massage those nerve centers, the nerves go dead. Once the nerves go dead, you go dead. Now, not dead like hospital dead. Dead like you don't thrive. You don't live long and prosper. the sacral pump, the diaphragmatic pump, the suboccipital pump, the pump of the cerebral spinal fluid. Listen to all those pumps. And I'm coming to the nutrition. This show is about nutrition. This show is to teach you how to and why you spend your money on nutrition. And if you understand it, your money will be better spent, your time will be better used, and the benefits will potentiate. If you understand it, if you just sit there like a slug and have it go in one ear and out the other, and don't really carry it to the bank tomorrow or to the office, then you miss out. Don't miss out. This stuff is real. It really works. It really cures disease. It's just common sense. The body's a pump. If you set the pumps in action, then fluids that are supposed to drain from toxic, disease-ridden cells, those tissues are drained more efficiently. There it is. Got to turn the pump on, which means the sacrum has to separate from L5 and from both ilium. Every year during your physical exam, you should stand there in your little white gown and your professor, your doctor, your counselor should be asking you to demonstrate the sacral pump. And if you don't know how to do that, then the doctor should say you need to go to classes to learn how to isolate the sacrum. And of course, any of you that have listened to my shows regularly, which are about 3/4 of you, you know that to isolate the sacrum means you have to stretch the muscles around the pelvis sufficiently enough to allow the sacrum to begin to break free of the other bones. That's why you have to learn to stretch. So you do have to learn to stretch. Oh, you know how to stretch. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. But here's the point. I'm not talking about stretching. When I say the sacrum, now you got to catch this. This is everything. When I say isolate the sacrum, isolate the diaphragm, isolate occiput from C1, C2, that's what happens after you stretch all the muscles to a sufficient level of efficiency. After they're stretched out enough, then you have to have the experience of pulling the bones apart. Those are not the same thing. Stretching a muscle and pulling open the bones of your joint are not the same thing. The isolation occurs when you can pull the bones apart. Before you can pull the bones apart, occiput C1, C2, all the vertebrae of the spine, the sacrum from L5 and the ilium, until you can pull the bones apart, you haven't done the isolation. Okay, you may have to listen to this show again. I hope that's fun. I listen to my shows. Sometimes when I do, I don't even know who's talking. That's the wacky truth. But I'm always amazed at what I hear. Who is that talking? Where did he learn that? I'm asking you to absorb things more deeply than your analytic mind. I'm asking you to know truth. If you're new to this show, feel truth. Because you're not getting anywhere if you don't know how to feel truth. People that live in their head never, ever make decisions with any type of accuracy. You can't do it from your head. Not in this age of dishonesty and misdirection. You've got to use the higher powers. And God put the higher powers in you. In a very scientific way, I can say, we don't know what 40% of the human genome does. I'll bet you somewhere in that 40% is a lot of stuff that God put there that we're never going to understand. There are higher powers within all of us. There is an enormous amount of mystery that we're never going to understand. But that doesn't mean that we can't benefit from it. You just have to have respect for things bigger than yourself. So I want you to take into yourself the difference between stretching a muscle and pulling the joints apart. One's a stretch, the other's an isolation. Until you're isolating the sacrum, isolating the diaphragm, isolating occiput C1, C2, pulling on the dura to enhance the flow of the cerebral spinal fluid so the brain can regenerate its cells faster when you sleep, especially because everything's pumping. Until those things happen, nothing's really going to happen. Now, what slows that process down? Well, if you go to the last two pictures, I put two great pictures. One picture is of fascia. Actually, both my last two pictures, 25 and 26, are of fascia. Those not on the site. Fascia, F-A-S-C-I-A. You hear a lot about that. Myofascial release. Just understand that when you look at somebody, there is a fishnet of spider webs that the whole body immerses in. If you take a sponge and you put the sponge in the water, and you take the wet, soaked sponge out of the water, and you say, okay, where's the water? Where's the water in a soaked sponge? Tell me where it is. You would say, it's everywhere. You'd say, what are you asking me such a self-evident question for? The water's everywhere. It's in the soaked sponge. That's where the fascia is. It's everywhere. Your bodies, your cells, your organs, they're immersed in it. Now, here's the thing about the fascia. It gets twisted up. It gets scarred up. It gets tangled up. Like when you comb your hair, right? Remember those commercials in the old days? The woman with the nice hair, and she can't brush her hair because it gets caught in the tangles, and then she sprays some motor oil on it, and then it's all nice and smooth, and everyone claps, right? Then you go out and buy that. What was that, VO5, Alberta VO5? Well, nothing's changed. We just have different names. Everyone is still into that. What do you put in your hair? Your hair is the fascia. Ladies, the hair is your fascia. Your hair gets tangled. So you put something in your hair and you untangle it. That phenomenon is going on all over your body, except nobody's untangling the fascia. And since the fascia, like the water in the sponge, is everywhere, think of 50, 60 years of that. What you call grandma or grandpa or aging or what you don't want, loss of function, loss of your love life, loss of your athletic life, the impossibility of keeping up with your grandkids that you've waited and labored long enough to be with since your kid didn't grow up till he or she was 40. Yeah, think of the consequences of being mired and tangled and twisted in a ball of knotted hair. That's what happens. Now, when your fascial system, you got to catch this, when your fascial system is all twisted up, forget about isolating your joints. Forget about those pumps. Those pumps are gone. Goodbye. Nice knowing you. The last time those pumps worked is when you were at puberty, and that's the end of it. By the time you were 30, you were half cooked, 53 quarters cooked, and 75, you were ready to go. That's what happens if you don't untangle the fascia. You cannot have the pumps. What untangles the fascia? Well, yes, there's physical therapies, but this is what I want to say to you today. That is why you cleanse. That is why you cleanse. What was the name of today's show? Live long and prosper. Cleanse the tissues, isolate and pump the joints. Cleanse the tissues. Just think, I think the hair analogy is pretty good, don't you? Just think of your hair in the morning. And it's all knotted up. And you're in a rush to get to work, so you throw the comb in or you throw the brush in and it's knotted up and you don't have time, so you leave the knots in. And you leave the knots in for 1 year. Ladies, for 1 year, leave the knots in. That's you at 50. Ladies, leave the knots in. In 1 year, that's you at 50. That's my point. You're not going to pump the joints then. You've got to get through the connective tissue. At 50, if you spent 50 years of not combing your hair, you washed it though. You washed it, you kept it clean. You just never combed out the knots. That's you at 50. Now, if you wanted to change that at 50, wouldn't you have to give it a year's worth of cleaning? Wouldn't you really? You might have to cut out that hair. But definitely, if you're going to put some motor oil in there, if you're going to put those greasy sprays in to comb out the knots, you're going to be doing some combing and some spraying. Every time you spray, you're doing a cleanse. To spray your hair to get out the knots is a cleanse. To cut your hair to get out the knots is a deep cleanse. As you recondition the hair after 50 years of knots is why you're doing the cleanses. And once you start to free up those knots in your hair, you can begin to get to work on the part of you that's outside nutrition. What's outside nutrition is separating the joints to enhance the flow of the pumps, to move the bones into new positions, to pump the cerebral spinal fluid, to get to the dura. And if you don't know these areas exist and you're just a nutrition addict, you're going to go around in circles at a certain point. You're going to get first base at best, maybe second base if you're lucky, but you will not know the joy of the home run. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I have a happy little clinic in Costa Mesa. We deal with lots of stuff, your kind of stuff. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. No, this show is not an exaggeration. It's not an upsell. This is what I do because I enjoy doing it. I'm good at it. 714-850-1007. Come with a clean slate. I don't care how many times you've been betrayed in your health journey. Come with a clean slate. Listen to what I tell you to do. Come humble. And get ready to work. Find the money. Once you get the prize, find the money. Because you're going to save money. Health brings wealth. It does. Don't do the Cliff Note version of health. If you've tried it and it hasn't worked and you keep trying the Cliff Note version, the quick fix version, yeah, you've had the problem for 40 years and you're going to fix it in 2 weeks. Sure. Good luck. I have a bridge for you. And if you've had that miracle, God bless you. I don't want to take your miracles away. But if you've spun around in circles, if you're sick, you got to have an open mind and you got to work from the ground up because that's where the miracle really is. The miracle is not the quick fix version. You know, it's interesting that word miracle. I grew up in the Catholic Church, then Christian. I think I'm a hybrid of both. That isn't the point. The point is, introduced to the word miracle is always this inference that they occur immediately. Jesus or the saint sees the blind man and that's it, waves his hand. Something happens fast. Well, I'm sure those things occurred. I'm a literalist. I believe everything that's there. But here's the point. Lots of miracles do not occur instantaneously. The cause-effect part, by the time you see the material expression, by the time you see the healing, lots of little miracles have occurred. But the big one, you see, when you stand up straight, when your back doesn't hurt, when your tumor goes away, when you don't need the joint replacement, when your heart heals fully, when you can sprint around the track again, when you can see straight, all these miracles occur over time. And that's still a miracle. You You guys have a lot to think about. This is show 339. You're going to need to listen to this show again and again and again and again. And that's what a lot of people do. I invite you to do that. I think what I'm going to do for people who listen to the show consistently, and I don't mean just on the radio once a week. I mean people who study the website. I'm going to try to bring you all together. I know who you are. And I'm going to try to bring you all together over the holiday, sometime between now and the end of January. Because you study the shows like scholars, because you want to understand, because you get the sense that what you're hearing from me, you can't hear in too many places. Yeah, that's right. I'm the teacher that's studied a lot of stuff that brings it together in an essential way. I wish my teachers did that, believe me. I rarely had those teachers. Perhaps it's a gift, I don't know, but it should be a perspective in teaching that generally it is not. So I want to celebrate that with the people who study the site. That aside, have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and I will see you next week. God bless you.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.